Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Isagro as of March 31st, 2020 results presentation. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Giorgio Basile, President and CEO of Isagro. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the people attending this meeting. I'm here as a number of people jailed at home, but I hope that we can communicate efficiently anyway. Some of my colleagues are connected, and so particularly for questions which may come, they would kindly participate and provide their contribution for a successful session of question and answers. Outlook. Let me summarize, or let me start with a strong declaration. With January 1st, 2020, we have initiated 1 year, which is the transition year, to switch from the historical business model of Isagro based on the recognized and inherited from Montedison capability of discovering and developing new organic chemical molecules. This is finished. The reason is not that we have lost the capability and the know-how. In fact, it is absolutely here. As proven by the divestment we have, for which we have reached the agreement with FMC announced a couple of weeks ago, and proven by the existence of a pipeline of new 5 molecules which have progressed to go to arrive to the point of becoming ready for development. However, a company of our size has made miracles, has applied a philosophy of reaching agreements, mid and long term agreements, via licensing, via assigning other rights for long term to generate value from the new molecules. But the game is over. Our size is now, has become progressively, not overnight, absolutely incompatible with the progressively increasing cost of developing, not discovering, developing new molecules. Consequently, as of January 1, 2020, this activity is discontinued. Annual costs and annual cash disbursements will significantly benefit. Of course, in future, we shall not have new assets which can be valued by divesting them or signing mid to long term agreements on the value extraction of these assets. Why the sizes become so uncomfortable? Of course, because the cost has increased by six, seven times, but also because, or if you like, as a result of it, it has become mandatory to have as large the unit margin as possible. The unit margin for a new molecule is made by three pieces. The first piece is the ownership of the intellectual property. That's okay, we have it. But then there is a second one, which is the margin as a manufacturer. We don't have. And third, very important point is the distribution capacity organization. We don't have it, just for some exceptions. The parties, the people, the companies, the competitors who keep playing the game of a discoverer and developer are not occasionally the bigger guys. Someone can play the game being a strong manufacturer, but at least you have to be a strong manufacturer or a strong distributor. We are not neither the first one nor the second one. Period. Finished. What is Isagro? After some ups and downs, even internally, in redefining the business, now we have a clear picture. Clear. We shall extract value from the existing portfolio, primarily based on copper products, where we have an important worldwide position, where we are integrated in manufacturing, not integrated in distribution, but at least we own the manufacturing capacity and capability, and we have the property of registrations and of the intellectual value represented by new formulations, such as the last one, which is patented and very successful. Now, on top of the copper, we have three molecules, organic chemicals, for which we shall, of course, continue to take care in terms of defense and development on an incremental basis. Plus, the last but not least portion, which is the biosolution segment, which we are committed to develop via internal growth, which means to refocus the piece of R&D other than discovery and the development of organic chemicals, which is discontinued, and for which we are talking to a serious counterpart, and we have alternatives also, to extract one-time value from divesting it, including the pipeline of new molecules. In addition to that, the biosolution will grow with internal growth by refocusing the R&D and will be also developed via the external growth, which means acquisitions of products and or distribution presence in different countries. We can do it because by the end of the third quarter, we shall switch from a net financial debt to a net cash position. So we shall have the money to invest. Of course, while from a logical standpoint, the sequence is bring home the result of the divestment and then invest, which is clear and obvious, on a practical basis, we conduct these things on a parallel basis. Finally, we already reduced the cost significantly, but we shall continue with the fine-tuning of our organization to align it to the new business model, which requires a different structure. This is not an intention. These things are underway. The strategic model is not to be defined, is not only declared and defined, but under implementation. By the end of this year, we shall have completed it. Perhaps with some potential acquisition to be implemented next year. But the rest will be finalized. In the meantime, the ordinary course of business, which means the exploitation of value from the existing product, is taken care in a more determined way. Let me tell you that these are not words. This is proven by the first quarter result, which have to be interpreted with caution, because the first quarter, we always said that, is not necessarily representative, fully representative of the full year. But the dimension of the improvement is such to allow me to say that while remaining precautious, we have a clear indication of a real substantial improvement in the daily, ordinary activity. This is what I wanted to declare to you responsibly. If you go, for the people who have the possibility of having a look at the document we circulated yesterday evening, otherwise I will mention the numbers for the people who have it. On page 5, you have the key numbers, which have to be read carefully, because when you go to revenues, of course, going on a comparable basis, which means without Isagro Asia, which was divested at the end of last year, you see that we have improved the sales revenues. But mind you, we haven't improved from 33.5 to 35.9, but we have improved from 31 to 35.9, because the 2.5 were one time, mid-long-term agreement, which cannot be considered ordinary course of business. Certainly, we have done that a lot in the past to generate cash, to complete the development of the new molecule, which has been, for which we reached an agreement at 55 million euros. but in future this will be very occasional, if very occasional. It's not the basic academic. Now 35.9 versus 31 means 4.9 million euro increase. Percentage wise is over 15%. When you go to EBITDA and you compare the 4.3 with 0.5, which is the right comparison, okay, I forget the percentages, which of course make little sense when the absolute numbers are very different. But if you compare it, you have an improvement of 3.9, which is impressive, even including 2.5, which would mean not homogeneous, you still have an improvement of 1.3. By the same token, result before taxes, read 1.2 versus 0.3, but the 0.3 includes the 2.5 one time. So I stop here. Just highlighting that the net result is in line with last year, with India included, is higher versus the zero of the first quarter without Isagoga, but zero includes the before taxes element of the 2.5, which is not to be considered current ordinary business. All in all, the first quarter ordinary result is, for an important measure, better than last year. And when you go to the cash, which is to page 8, it's important that for the first time after some years, net of Isagro-Asia, we generate cash. 0.9 million versus December last year. I said net, but in that case I was thinking too much, and there is a deterioration, an increase of the debt by 39.4, by 5 million, but this is against receivable. So in other words, let me say, the right comparison in this case is with December 31st, when we already cashed a larger portion of the investment of Isagro-Asia. So the comparison with we have not made a comparison with 12 months ago, because that comparison would be a significant improvement in cash, but it was due not to the ordinary activity, it was due to the divestment. Consequently, the comparison on page 8 is March 31st versus December last year. I repeat, an improvement of an increase of the debt of 5 million, but this imply an improvement of 0.9 million in terms of net cash, excluding inventory, excluding net working capital. These are the information which substantiate the positive performance of the first quarter. As for the perspective, keeping looking at the order activity, we indicate a very potential estimate considering possible difficulties linked to the sanitary situation of being at least in line with last year. But quite frankly, I would expect that we should exceed it. In any case, all I mentioned so far will be much, much stronger, much better, much better defined with the 6 months results, which we will get with the closing of the second quarter, which, by the way, in terms of sales and margin, is going definitely, definitely well. Okay, these are my comments with regard to the business performance. I cannot close without bothering you. I refer to the people who have been kindly present in the past sessions, but of course I talk as if I talk to the people who were not listening to me in the past quarters. I need to highlight that we have around 30%, 30% lower market value for the non-voting shares compared to the voting shares. This is, from a financial standpoint, not justifiable, considering that the liquidity of the non-voting share, called gross shares in English, is higher than the floating is higher than the floating of the ordinary second voting shares. Second point, when, as extremely likely will be with the results of 22 of this year, there will be a dividend, there will be an extra dividend of 20% compared to the voting shares. Finally, and I don't know if this has been clearly understood, should the controlling holding company lose the control or transfer the control, at that point, immediately, automatically, in virtue of the existing bylaws, which cannot be modified on this point, the non-voting shares will become immediately voting shares, which with all the implication of the voting shares. And consider these 3 points, from a financial point of view, the spread is hard to be understood. Finally, the current capitalization is around 30 million, 31 million, which is about slightly above one third of the book value. One third of the book value. Why that? Because there is a logic. It reflects the poor results of the past years. Why they don't understand the spread between voting shares and non-voting shares, I can understand this, but I must tell you that the numbers which will materialize year after year will prove that, will create the condition for properly reevaluate our shares for a very simple reason. We have been under extracting value from our assets. This situation will not be like that in the future. Not because we shall change in terms of ability to extract value from chemical assets, but because we shall not continue with the previous business model. And this is already done, already effective. So, year after year, the numbers, and still starting from this year, the market, in my opinion, will recognize the different value extraction compared to the past. Okay, these are the two remarks. Thanks for the patience you had in listening to me. Myself and my colleagues will be happy to answer questions.
Excuse me. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Mr. Basile, there are no questions registered at this time.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you, everybody. Let me comment that being optimistic, otherwise you cannot run enterprises, I interpret that my explanation was considered sufficiently clear to avoid questions. Thank you very much indeed. Bye.